Second pack of Shias Mishnah Beis. Continue the halachas of Tesef Shias. Even though we saw in the previous Mishnah, it is prohibited to plow Erev Shias, but the Mishnah will list a whole group of malachas, types of working the land, which is permitted on Erev Shias. There's no Tesef Shias on this. On Shemitah itself, all these things are usher. The Gemara comes out that these things are usher only midrabbanan. On Shemitah itself. On Shemitah itself, the only thing that is also deraita is planting and pruning, which is called zemira, and also plowing, according to most Shemitahs. So the things that are permitted on Tosefes Shviyas, in other words, the period of time up till Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, are mezablim, when it's allowed to fertilize the land. Is allowed to rake around the plants of squash and pumpkins. This is the type of plowing that was done with a rake or pitchforks and the like. All these things are permitted up to Rosh Hashanah. Chem beit hashlochim. Same thing applies. In a field that needs to be constantly watered, you're also allowed to soften up the land. But this rake is not considered regular plowing. On the yablim, you're allowed to take off some types of bumps that grew on the tree that were not healthy for the tree. A falcon, if the tree had too many leaves, they would remove the excess leaves. That one can do. The afkin, if the roots got exposed, one's allowed to cover them up with earth. Once again, all this is up to Rosh Hashanah and the beginning of Shemitah. Ma'ashnes, they put smoke underneath the tree to kill the worms in the tree. All these are permitted at Rosh Hashanah. He holds that not only is this permitted before Shemitah, but even on Shemitah it's not considered a malacha. This is that there's leaves that are on top of a bunch of grapes, you're allowed to remove those leaves, because he felt that this is not something that causes the tree to grow better, just prevents the leaves from damaging the fruit.